Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Know, too, that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you're in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin breathing. There's no special way to breathe, just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. So if you haven't already done so, close your eyes. You find yourself on a ferry boat that's headed into a tropical port. You are a foot passenger, and you are aware you are wearing summer clothes and are ready to explore the island ahead of you. You notice a welcome banner at the dock, and it welcomes you to Self-Discovery Island. You're handed a brochure and you're given a map. You're assigned an island guide. Her name is Sherry, and she's going to lead you on a walkabout. Together, you walk up a small hill that is lush and green with various types of tropical plants and bright, exotic red flowers. The path is clear and you can walk easily. You soon arrive at a water grotto. You can hear the droplets of water that are dropping inside the grotto. You don't have to walk in because you can peer in, and as your eyes adjust, you see a small boat. Written on one of the oars are the words and a question. What am I hoping for in my life to ripen more quickly now? On the other oar is written, what action and discipline do I need to take around this? While you're reflecting on this, Sherry hands you a small heart-shaped container where you can dip it into the water, as this water has enhanced and fortified properties that will help to nourish what you want to grow in your life. Sherry explains, it's up to you. You can take a sip of this enhanced water to help aid your own ripening and give you more clarity and insights if you choose to, or you can take the water in the heart-shaped container and bring it along with you. You're given a moment, and then Sherry asks you to walk with her further up the path, where you find a huge carved-out wooden form from a cedar tree. You realize quickly that this form is actually a form that represents you. You are surprised and enchanted, for the seemingly wooden form is now morphing and shape-shifting into an enlivened and fluid future version of you. The form before you stops shape-shifting long enough to declare this to you. A new possibility and aspect of you has been shaping itself and forming in a new way. Can you feel the evolution of this new aspect becoming more clear as you see this form of you that is right before you now? What is it that you just even sense about the shape-shifting form of you? As you relax and take this all in, you're amazed at this opportunity. The form produces a little carving tool that is there to remind you that you are the co-creator of you and your life. You are part of the creative force who has the tools to help reveal and uncover new aspects of your own unique self and unique nature. Sherry gives this tool to you. You are reminded that with this tool, you can continue to carve out and shape and chip away if you choose to once you leave this exploration. You start walking now further up the hill. Next, you reach the top of the hill, and as you look towards the ground, you see there is a swirling of the ground, and what appears is a lovely spiral staircase that you both descend. The staircase is spacious and well lit, and so is the space at the bottom of the stairs. In this large room, there are ancient dormant roots, and things are arranged with great detail and precision. And Sherry locates an old vine that is in your family lineage. This is an aspect of you that has been dormant for a while. It is an aspect of you that, together with the pure water and the old vine, once brought up above ground, can be revitalized and tended to if you wish to. Sherry, your guide, explains that there are incredible gems buried and embedded within this deep ground space as well. She informs you that there is a gem buried here just for you. As she says this, an X appears on the ground near where you are to mark the exact spot where your gem is located. You easily dig it up and you dust off the gem, and when you touch it, it starts to activate and it becomes your favorite color. Holding the gem reminds you about a genius part of you that wants to be cultivated and brought out now into the world, an aspect of you that is you, that you used to love or really like about yourself. The gem wants you to consider and remember, what is this delightful piece of me that resonates deeply within me now, that is part of my true authentic nature that needs expression? You can begin the process of what you want to grow now in your current life. As you prepare to leave this space, you walk up the stairs and the ground closes up over the stairs and disappears. Together, you and Sherry make your way down the hill and you're getting ready to embark on the ferry. You thank Sherry and wave goodbye. Know that you can come back here anytime. For now, take a few moments to rest. And when it feels right, you can make your way back into present time by starting to move your fingers and toes. From there, you can find your way back into a seated position. You can take the time to write a few notes or journal if you would like. Thank you for spending time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.